In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is never too late to change. Do not put it off until tomorrow, as it might be too late. Take advantage of the present time, of today, of now, because the future does not exist. Live the present fully and live for eternity. What if God called you into His presence right now and started your life review? Do you feel prepared for that review? Let's look at some cases in which these people were not prepared, but their experience of the life after death changed their lives. The American priest Stephen Shire dedicated himself to speaking everywhere about the experience he had after he died. On October 18, 1985, at 4 in the afternoon, Father Stephen Shire was at the wheel of his car on a highway in the state of Kansas, in the United States. When he wanted to pass a car, he collided with another car that was coming. Those in the other car did not suffer serious consequences, but Father Stephen Shire was knocked out. He doesn't remember anything else. He was taken by helicopter to Wesley Hospital in Wichita because his condition was very serious. He was miraculously healed. He believes it was due to so many prayers from his parishioners and from other people, but also through the intercession of the Virgin Mary. The doctors told him that if he survived, he would not be able to speak and will live on a permanent artificial respirator. Father Stephen Shire says, "I was in the hospital from October 18, 1985 to December 3rd. I don't remember much about my stay in the hospital, much less about the accident. But I have recovered in record time without any surgical intervention. At the time of the accident, I was brought before the throne of Jesus Christ. He judged me, especially as a priest. I realized that I was in front of Him and that there was nothing to discuss. Jesus Christ said, 'This man, for 12 years, has been a priest for himself, not for me. He will go where he deserves.' Then I heard the voice of his mother, 'My son, forgive him. Mother, for 12 years he has been a priest of Stephen Shire and not mine. Let me exercise my divine justice. My son, let's give him a chance and see if he returns to you. If not, your will be done. Mother, I entrust him to you. He's yours.' The Virgin Mary has saved me from what was waiting for me. The doctors have told me that I am a living miracle because the part of the right hemisphere of the brain was damaged and there was no possibility of healing. However, after the accident, I have not had any relapses or headaches or spinal pain, despite having two fractures in the neck of a cervical vertebrae. 7 years have passed since the accident, and I am in perfect health. I am a living proof that hell exists. Now my mission is to tell everyone my story to convince them that there is another life after death, and that life after death depends on what we are doing in this life. People do not believe in hell or in the devil. I am a living proof of the power of intercession of the Virgin Mary, our Mother, because I have realized that Jesus could not say no to her. Before my accident, my ministry was just professional, without any fervor, without much prayer, without true love. It was for Stephen Shire, but now I understand that I must love and serve Jesus Christ." Another case. William was an alcoholic, became seriously ill, and was taken to the hospital. He says, "I was in bed, and suddenly I saw myself out of my body on the ceiling, looking down at my weak body. Then the room went dark. It was the absence of light, the void. But before I felt in total darkness, I had the review of my life. I noticed that there were shadows of people, and I could hear chains dragging. I heard murmurs, and I was terrified. I thought they were my ancestors, that they came for me, and I did not want to go. In the midst of all this, a little light came, and I murmured, 'My God, I'm ready to go if you want, but I've had such a useless life that I wish I had another chance to change.' At that moment, the whole room lit up and I came back to my body and I could hear the doctors saying, 'He is alive, I had been away from the church since I was 12 or 13 years old. Now I attend Alcoholics Anonymous. I have returned to the Catholic Church and belong to Catholic charismatic groups. I feel like a Christian who has found his home in the Catholic Church. Another case. A man tried to take his own life. He had not behaved well in his entire life, and the truth is that he did not care too much. He overdosed on some drug and had two different levels of experience. The first level consisted simply of physical pain, a feeling of annoyance and horror as he approached the threshold of death. He went into cardiac arrest in the presence of his friends and turned blue. They managed to bring in doctors who revived him as soon as possible. After entering the critical phase of death, he described the most terrifying experience he has ever lived. He described images of horrible beings grabbing and squeezing him. It was like going down to hell. He had a claustrophobic, hostile, terrifying experience without the slightest positive experience. He did not have any out-of-body experience, no being of light, no pretty and pleasant moment. However, this experience completely transformed him. He had seen himself clearly. He now was a healthy and determined man, and he had such a firm sense of where he should go in life that it was admirable. Another case. Sophia was 29 years old, and she called herself an atheist when she tried to take her own life, taking a box of pills. From her experience, she says, "I saw my grandfather, who had died a year before. He told me, 'What do you think of hell? Come back.' I was in a cold, dark room. Next to my grandfather was a man who looked like Jesus Christ, with long hair and a mustache. He wore a simple garment and had no sandals on his feet. He had the same disapproving look as my grandfather. So that's when I saw everything bad in my life. I saw things that had happened years before, and I could not consciously remember. I was being judged. Everything I did to someone, even if I didn't want to hurt them, all the bad, I saw it clearly. I felt judged for every little thing that I had done. Later, my grandfather told me that I should return, and I did, finding myself in my own body. Now I know that my life has a purpose, and I have understood that lying or hurting others is bad." Another case is about a criminal in prison who said, "I only saw the scenes in which I had hurt others. It seemed that it never ended. It was a large number of known or unknown people whom I had hurt. There were hundreds whom I had never seen, but who had been indirectly hurt by me. The little story of my long criminal career was lived again by me, including the words and thoughts. Also omissions, even those made unconsciously. Nothing was left out of this nightmare of injuries that I had inflicted on others. But the most terrible thing was that every suffering I had caused them, I felt it inside of me." Another case. A nun wrote me a letter in 1991 about her experience when she was a young woman. She told me, "More than 30 years ago, I was young, and I felt seriously sick when I had surgery for appendicitis at 3 in the morning. The doctor told me that I would die that very night. I saw myself leaving my body, and I was brought in the presence of God, who told me, 'What have you done with your life? What do you bring me?' I was confused and answered, 'My hands are empty.' Then I felt the displeasure of God. This was horrendous. And after so many years, I feel it as if it recently happened, and it horrifies me to think that again I find myself with my hands empty. For this reason, my only motive is to suffer and to be able to offer with love everything I do for the salvation of souls. I would like to give to all, and in this way fill my poor hands. I already have one hand totally paralyzed, and it goes up my arm, which is numb. I don't feel it, and I take morphine for the pain because the doctor orders it. However, I am so happy. How good is God, and how much He loves us. In her case, the change was so profound that from being a young woman concerned only with parties and entertainment, she became a religious to serve God and others entirely. Another case. Lily had a cardiac arrest due to asphyxia in 1987, and her glottis was paralyzed. She was in a deep coma and clinically dead. She was 23 years old. Currently, she does not see, does not speak, and does not move or eat, but she feels happy. She lives thanks to an artificial respirator, but she feels, thinks, and has an extraordinary kindness. She recounts the extraordinary life change after feeling the loving presence of light in her near-death experience. She says, "This experience transformed my life, giving me a 180-degree turn. I thanked God for what had happened to me and for giving me a second chance to be better. If I had died and had not returned, I would have nothing to be proud of. My life until then had been focused primarily on living to have and not to be. Since we are born, we are educated to go to school and study hard in order to get a good job and a lot of money to do many things. But in the face of death, the material is useless. Only these are the important questions. What have I ever done for others? What positive circumstance or moment have I left in life? In this world, we all have a mission, and I had not yet accomplished it. Fortunately, I was wide-eyed and open to a new way of life in which I exchanged having for being." Another case. Audrey was a tall and attractive woman in her 40s. She had the most spontaneous smile I have ever known. Being by her side was an extraordinary experience. She was cordial and endearing to everyone, the receptionist, the waiter. One night, during a dinner with her, she told me her story. 6 years before, a lump had been discovered on her chest. When it was removed, the doctor told her that it looked strange, but they needed to wait 3 days to know if it was cancerous and had spread. She told me, "I thought it was the end for me. All my unhappiness came out. Those 3 days were the longest of my life. It felt like a real blessing when they told me that it was not cancer. But I decided not to throw away what those 3 days had meant to me. I would not continue living as I had done until then." She, like so many others, had not been prepared to face death. Are you prepared to die? Do you need to change your way of living and thinking? You still have time. While there is life, there is hope. Do not put off until tomorrow what you should do today. Live for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.